Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:08. It's Tuesday morning. Hello. It's time to win. Oh, hi. Hey. Yep, let's win some Michael Fronte and Spearhead tickets. I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive. This is what it sounds like.
Did you hear he's going country?
What?
Did you hear he's going country?
I heard he's going on a country tour. I didn't hear he was going to go country.
I'm happy for
Michael,
him.
Michael, are you going country?
Was it Kenny Chesney?
That's
is that
it.
What it was?
And Florida Georgia Line.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's a big show.
Somebody
else. Too. Somebody, you know. Travis Cowboy or something.
Right.
Yeah. But for now, he's still Michael Fronte and Spearhead. They're at the Fox Theater in Oakland on October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at apeconcerts.com. You want to check them out? Be caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Corey's picking up phones in there.
Oh.
Crank this up. It's a good song. I'm alive, I'm alive. This is what it sounds like. Oh. What a great song. What a great freaking feel-good song that is.
I was watching a trailer for Coco, and this was in there.
Oh, yeah?
It's trippy because it's in the trailer, but it's not in the movie.
It's not in the movie.
And
right.
I remember coming in and telling you guys, I think he's in the movie, you guys, and I was all amped. And it turns out it's in the trailer, but it's not. Yeah. In the flick.
Huh.
Because we've got the Coco soundtrack and have listened to it a million times.
Oh,
my
us
kid
too, yeah.
Loves the songs from that movie. Like the...
Remember Me?
Yeah, Remember Me. And there's like 5 versions of it,
there
too.
There is, yeah.
Well, you know, when you got a hit song, you got to put it out there as many ways as possible.
This is the Alive vitamin commercial, too.
Right.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you want to hear something terrible?
Yeah.
Go on.
I love terrible things.
Remember me.
Beautiful.
Aww.
Aww.
So the other day, the missus goes, I'm ordering from Costco. Do you need anything? And I'm like, oh, my God. Will you get that delivered now, too? Oh, for Christ's sakes.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to, you know, volunteer to go.
If we're going to order from there.
Right. Right.
I need new multivitamins. She goes, I got you. They show up and they're the over 50 multi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're over 50 now. Yeah. You have special needs.
Yeah. Well,
geriatric.
Yes.
Vitamins.
Well, I wasn't ready for that.
Silver hair bottle.
Did you join the AARP?
Talk about a cold splash of water.
Did you get your AARP card yet? You get discounts on stuff now.
So I'm like, oh, you got me over 50? She goes, you didn't want those ones? Well, no, I mean, I guess.
I like my Flintstones vitamins. Come on, man.
Shh.
Oh, that's funny.
Is it?
Sure. I thought you said this was going to be horrible.
It's horrible, yeah. I was super bummed. I'm like, oh, God.
I'm on like the Centrum Silver.
Oh,
like
Jesus.
That.
Yeah, well, you embrace it. I don't want to.
Well, you know, why fight it? It's what it is, you know? Just accept it.
Because
you
I pick up that bottle every day. I just want to, you know, shake out something that doesn't say, you're 50.
Oh, it actually says you're 50 on the
pill?
Well,
50 on the bottle.
Every day that you take it.
Over 50.
Right.
Right there.
Somehow it knows
plus.
When you turn 51. You're 51. Oh my God.
The bottle has a little speaker on it that does this.
Oh, very funny, Bryn.
Oh, that's funny.
When do you leave for Vietnam?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
This is it. This is our last time we're going to see Bryn for 2 weeks.
Bryn's getting his last digs in.
Yeah. Is Alex going to handle it? Come on, Alex. You can step it up, buddy.
Ready to go?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, I'm going to start with everybody's favorite Netflix show, Stranger Things.
Oh. Okay.
So the Duffer Brothers are, I mean, if they weren't already, they're about to be blitheringly rich. Matt and Ross Duffer, the Duffer Brothers, have officially signed a multi-year overall deal with Netflix to create films and television series beyond Stranger Things, which, by the way, has been renewed for a fourth season, which was not unexpected, of course. But now it's official. Stranger Things is coming back for a fourth season. I don't have a premiere date, but they posted a teaser yesterday that promised we're not in Hawkins anymore, which I wondered how they would. I actually thought that they were ending it because you thought Hopper was, spoiler alert for Stranger Things, it seemed like that dude was dead. And everyone was leaving their town. Like Eleven gets in the car with Winona's family and they leave town. So wherever they're doing this, it's not Hawkins anymore.
Well, where were they moving to?
I don't remember.
I think they were moving to Maine.
Didn't you have a sister there or something?
I don't know. I watched it the first week it came out, so yeah. I don't remember exactly where they drove off to. But
well, they had a destination in mind, and then of course there's that very last scene where you're like, oh, hold on, maybe that.
Well, that's to me. You need to see a body.
I agree.
I'm like the law. You got to have a body to prove, you know. Mm-hmm. So there was
habeas corpus.
There was no.
Was that filmed here? Was that one of the? What was the one that was
13 Reasons Why?
That's what I was thinking. No, I've never seen Stranger Things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you Netflix, right?
Yeah.
You know Netflix?
So good. Yeah.
Oh,
so
God,
fun.
So many shows on there you'd love.
I know,
but you've got Bravo. I mean, you don't need much.
What
more
than
do
that. I need?
I know.
Bravo, TLC,
and Lifetime, and the Hallmark Channel. I mean, you got everything you need.
I'm good.
So they're not in Hawkins anymore. They didn't explain what they meant, but there obviously are several ways this could go.
They don't. According
to
this,
they don't say where they're going.
Yeah,
right?
That's what it says right here. I just looked it up.
Yeah.
There are a few clues that they're moving to Maine. That's where I got that from.
Right. There was also the epilogue at the very end of the season that took place in Russia. And then they say in this new teaser, it looks like we're going to be spending some quality time in the Upside Down, which no thanks. Yikes. I don't know what will be happening there, but it looks like these Duffer Brothers have signed a multi-year nine-figure contract.
Wow.
So a minimum of $100 million. Does that include production costs? Like, I don't even know what that means. That's just like, oh my God, they're so rich.
I can't believe that I carried that main hint from the second season.
Oh, funny.
It's when
must have got just lodged in your head or something. Stranger Things is Netflix's most popular scripted original series. They say normally they don't release any viewership data. They'll tell you, like, we've heard that some Adam Sandler movie is the most streamed thing ever on Netflix, which I find really hard to believe, and there's no way to check that. But they announced on July 8th that some 40.7 million household accounts had watched at least part of season 3 since its July 4th watch. So that's in the first 4 days that thing was out. I mean, those are just households. Like, who even knows how many actual people watched?
About season 3 of The Stranger Things.
Right.
And, you know, the spoiler alert, if you haven't watched it yet and you're trying to somehow hope it won't get spoiled for you. But and I rushed right through that thing in order for it to not get spoiled. I thought they did an excellent job. The only thing I had a problem with was the bad guy. The meat thing.
You don't like the meat thing, huh?
Yeah, it just, especially the part where it was chasing the car. I'm like, okay, come on.
Right.
It's running down the road while they're driving away.
Right. It was having a hard time just moving around through the mall, and there it is, like, kept
and
keeping up with them.
Now the meat thing's hoofing it.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I didn't like. I preferred it to be upside down.
Right.
Shadow figure.
Right. They're saying more than any other film or series in its first 4 days. And by the fourth day out, more than 18.2 million households had completely finished season 3. So
Netflix is splashing out on the Duffer Brothers. Congratulations on a 9-figure deal, which I have no idea. And they say for not just for more Stranger Things, but for films and other TV series. So congratulations, Duffer Brothers. You stepped in it real good. The Kardashians. I read this. All right. I reported. I don't
care.
What? This is actually a story about Courtney, of all people.
The eldest one.
Yeah. The one who, she seems like the quietest one, too. The one you hear the least about.
Mm.
I think you hear the least about her because she and Kim hate each other.
Wow. Oh.
Apparently. That's what they're saying. So on the show, of course, they have their ups and downs, and they're always sitting in a room talking about, like, I don't know why she said that. That's so mean. Like, she has to take my feelings into consideration. Or whatever they say. I don't know really what they say. I don't think I've ever watched a full episode. So something real might be brewing between Kim and Courtney off the actual scripted stuff. They say, this Radar Online says they've got a source on there, and that this person says they legitimately do not like each other. They can't even stand to be in the same room when the cameras aren't on. They don't speak to each other. That one or the other will depart the scene. A source says, Courtney has hated Kim for a couple years now. She thinks she's vapid and mean, and Courtney has much better things to do with her time than kiss up to Kim. Kim, meanwhile, thinks Courtney should kiss up to her, given that she would be a nobody without her.
Okay.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I know. Well, they're very different from each other.
They are.
It would appear.
Yes. You know. I'm glad to hear that they don't all love each other, though. The family's annoying enough.
Yeah. Jealousy, each one of them.
Well, who? What family hasn't had their fights?
Right.
Arguments.
It's true.
Cold phases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the rest of the family all sort of awkwardly trots around it. Okay, we'll just leave that alone.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly don't want to blow up this Christmas, too.
Right.
It has been 25 years since Mariah Carey became the queen of the holidays. She released an album called Merry Christmas 25 years ago, and the big song was All I Want for Christmas.
I love it.
I know. That is a great song. It's actually the most downloaded holiday single of all time. People love them a little Mariah Carey at the holidays. She is going to take her Christmas songs on tour. Just a quick tour. It starts November 22nd in Las Vegas, then goes to Atlantic City on December 7th, and wraps up at Madison Square Garden on December 15th. She's also dropping a 2-disc deluxe anniversary version of Merry Christmas on November 1st, so yay, we'll be listening to that soon. And I just thought this was a good time to look back on a couple New Year's Eves ago, or whatever, Christmas Eves ago. It's funny, the open voice, yeah, she sounds pretty good. I mean, it's isolated vocals. It's never going to sound, you know, it doesn't have any effects on it.
Right.
You can't hear the...
We've heard worse.
It's really... You really can't hear any of the other background.
No, it's isolated.
Yeah, full on. And that was released because they were mad because she wouldn't show up.
She was late. I thought she was super late.
Yeah, she was super... She either didn't show for one of the rehearsals or was really late, and then, like, almost in retribution, they released that... Unauthorized version. Hilarious. So I would spend a little time with that. That's fun. Okay, here's something that I'm going to read you this story straight, and then we're going to hear the song and decide.
Okay.
All right. Zac Brown. Zac Brown Band,
yes.
No, just Zac Brown, though.
Oh,
this is a solo thing.
Oh.
So, Zac Brown Band, people love them.
Yes.
I have two of their albums.
Good.
Is that trippy or what?
Yeah, that is kind of
trippy. I actually bought them, and I like them.
So, he is actually trying hard to cross over.
To what?
Out of whatever he's doing now to some...
Huh?
Or just, yeah, I guess, and just to be... Does it sound like a country song to you?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
They don't even sound like country when they're country.
Because they're supposed to be a country band, right?
Yeah, well, they're... Yeah, but he sounds way more like Jimmy Buffett to me than... You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like that, they're playing on that
mellow Margaritaville
We're
thing,
good
right?
times, everybody.
Yeah. On Friday, I guess after we had already done our new music, he released a surprise pop solo album called The Controversy. It's hard to find anyone who likes it. Variety found social media posts with stuff like, he's lost his mind, he's a desperate man looking for approval from Gen Z, it sounds like it would work perfectly as the music for an American Eagle or Abercrombie changing room.
Rolling Stone said that the first single, which we're about to hear, is called, is, quote, a contender for the worst cluster of sounds ever committed to a digital file.
Oh, boy.
Yikes.
I know.
That's mean.
The song is called Swayze, and it features a singer-producer named Sasha Sirota. So I guess that's the female voice you hear on there?
I don't even know if there's a female voice that I heard. But
I suppose, you know, Sasha can be a boy's name, too. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. This guy or girl has worked with artists like Justin Bieber and Drake, and they say it's a terrible, profane song. So let's all be the judge of that.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Wow.
That is a new song from Zac Brown, solo from the Zac Brown Band. He's crossing over into what? I don't know. I don't even know what that is. Let's buy a show of thumbs up or thumbs down. What is the? Let's take the temperature in the room here.
What's the question?
Do you like it?
Do I
or
like
not?
It? Do I do not like it.
Okay. So okay.
I'm a thumb sideways.
Oh, you don't like
it? You know, because I don't hate it.
Oh.
I feel like I've heard so much worse on this, you know.
Sure.
Trying to debut other songs. I've heard a lot worse than this.
Well, yeah, and yeah. Also, don't forget.
Get a bitch, I need a new bitch.
You read it. His point was to go for Gen Z, I think you said.
I'm a desperate man looking for approval from Gen Z, which is what somebody
all
postulated.
Right, but my point is nobody's anywhere near Gen Z in this room.
No, so that is true.
The fact that it's missing us is not a surprise.
Right.
I actually like the guy. So, and the truth is,
well, maybe Gen Z can write in.
If this is a stinky album, it'll just go away.
Right.
And him and his band will put out another album, and he'll just tour sold out stadium tours, continue, and he'll be fine.
Well, no one likes it in here, but you're right.
510 OMG, Zach, horrible, right up there with Drake.
Who is the guy?
I think that's it. I might actually want to listen to a Drake song more than that.
Who's Rope in the Wind? What's that guy's name?
Rope in the Wind, I don't know.
Dust in the Wind?
No. Rope in the Wind.
I don't know that.
He's a country guy. He came out with an alter ego album and it flopped. That guy.
Right.
Garth Brooks. That album flopped. It went away and then he was retired for a bit, but he's back and he just does his thing.
Oh, he's huge, right?
So it's fine, whatever.
Sure,
so he did. It sounds like he did that in his living room too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Oh well.
It's not a good showing.
Is there another one? Or that's it?
No, that's the single. Yeah. Oh no, there must be more because he dropped the whole album, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yes, you said I didn't pull anymore, but I couldn't find it on Amazon.
Oh,
that's
weird. Look.
So he dropped it in the garbage.
Maybe on other platforms.
Fell out and somebody found it.
Right.
Oh dear.
All right. Well, anyway, there's that. What's coming up, Ben?
Yahoo software engineer who hacked a bunch of people's accounts is in trouble. Oh. Also,
thanks, Yahoo.
Los Baños makes the news.
Oh, really?
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 7:37 on Tuesday morning. It's a bright and clear day out there, but I guess it's going to be colder. A lot colder than it has been. Yeah. Hopefully less windy, too. I don't see any wind right now. Yeah, that flag is hanging slack out there.
It's blue, though.
Yeah, it's really. Looks like a very nice day. A nice fall day. Yesterday, there was a new Johnny Pod that dropped. So the Johnny Mosley podcast is available at RadioAlice.com and Radio.com, wherever you get your podcasts from. He tells a story about Michael Franti, because we just gave away the tickets, I was reminded. And about how even when you're also a famous person, you can get so awkward with someone when you have that conversation, and then you're sort of trapped on a plane with them.
To walk away is tough.
It's hard on a plane.
Yeah.
When you're right there.
Luckily, you're in first class.
So yeah, so you can stretch out and settle back into your humongous seat.
So I have a question for you. Not that I'm your agent, because I know you have one of those. But since you're on the Johnny Pod, don't you think it should be Johnny Pod starring Sarah?
No, I'm hardly on it.
Are you, though? I mean, somehow Slash has a solo band, but the guy who's the singer has to have his name. It's like got to be on there. It's Slash starring Miles.
Oh, no, I don't need that. I'm just
Miles
not.
Kennedy? Anyway, I feel like you should have, it should be the Johnny Pod starring Sarah.
I think it's just, I think that because I'm sure there are people outside the Bay Area who are like, who's this chick talking on here? You know.
So or they're like, who's this chick?
Who is this chick?
She's a delight.
Yeah, I'm always like, yeah, I'm 50 and ugly. Hey, how you doing? I don't know why Johnny hangs out with me, but he does.
Jane Pauley, look out. This girl's coming for your job. Jane Pauley still working?
I don't really
know.
Yeah,
you know what? She took over for Charles Osgood on CBS this morning.
Oh.
And looks
boom!
Fabulous and is doing great. She sounds just as she did years ago. Mm. Yes.
Look
so
out, Jane
Pauley. Of her.
I'm on the Johnny Mosley podcast. I'm coming to unseat you. Right. Charles Osgood takeover.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All that's not really happening.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Floracraft and Floracraft Semi-Annual Sale. Now is the perfect time to save up to $500 on the best brands of flooring and more. Check them out at floracraft.com. So Jewel continues to walk back a lot of the things they had going on since changing CEOs. Jewel Labs here in San Francisco says it's going to stop supporting a ballot measure to overturn an anti-vaping law in San Francisco, effectively killing the campaign. And they've spent a ton of money on it. The San Francisco-based vape products company announced yesterday it will stop funding Prop C after they've already spent $19 million to make it happen.
Wow.
But I guess they can see that.
The writing's on the wall.
Well, you don't want to be on the wrong side as people are coming up unhealthy from these things. Mm. You don't want to be championing your product if it's hurting people.
Right.
It's best that you... Well, quietly make your millions rather than because they're gonna still make millions.
I'm sure they will.
Jewels sold all over the country,
yep,
not just here in San Francisco. And San Francisco is often almost to its own detriment, way out ahead of things to the point where people go, look at those kooks,
they're at it again.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so
right,
you know, better you just go sell your products all over the country rather than worry about right here.
Right.
It's weird, though, that they're based here and not sold here.
I know.
But oh well.
I wonder if I would still be able to order them online.
Of course.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not even in San Francisco, so you could get them delivered to your house without issue.
Right.
I wonder if that's part of the issue, too, is so could you get them delivered if you lived in San Francisco?
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Or is that just about being in stores?
It might be about being in stores. I'm not positive.
All right. Well, anyway.
I've never gone to a store to get e-cigs.
This next story is a trip. A former Yahoo software engineer hacked 6,000 user accounts, copied sexual images, they say. That's your headline.
Oh, my God. So he was trolling for nudes that people were sending.
Reyes Daniel Ruiz admitted in court yesterday that he targeted accounts belonging to younger women, including his personal friends and work colleagues.
Oh, my God. And he was just able to get into them?
They say he copied images and videos in the accounts, stored the data at his home, and used the material to gain access to the user's iCloud, Gmail, and Facebook.
Wow.
Also their Dropbox accounts.
Oh, my God.
Other online accounts as well to search for other hot pics.
That's disturbing.
When his employer caught on, Ruiz destroyed the computer and hard drive where he'd stored all the images. He says he feels terrible. He made some bad choices.
Yeah. It's terrible that I got caught.
That he's going to have to pay for.
Yeah.
And now my porn collection's gone. Bummer.
He says that he's cooperated with the FBI during its investigation and has done his best to try and atone. So, after pleading guilty, what's this guy get?
His penis cut off? I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Well, I mean, God.
They say here, this guy, he's 34, from Tracy. Let me get it. The charge is punishable for felony charge of unlawful computer intrusion. It's punishable by up to 5 years.
Oh, I was going to say 6 years.
No. Oh.
And he gets sentenced in February. So what does this guy get?
Well, let's hope he gets the maximum. I mean, I really would love to see this not happen again.
It's unfortunate that some examples need to be made of people, I guess. Mm. And that may end up what happens to him. But it does people do need to think twice about scouring through people's privacy.
Yeah.
It's my, that's my private stuff, dude.
Right.
You don't need to see my wiener, Danielle, or Reyes, or whatever. You don't need to see that. I don't want you to see it.
No. That's why I have it. I sent it to someone else privately.
Right.
Or I thought privately.
Yeah, but I had access, so I checked it out. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
It's all right. You know, I've seen better ones in other people's accounts.
Oh.
Yours is like average.
It's hard to argue that. I'll take average.
It's better than below average.
Right. A California woman convicted of driving drunk while live streaming the crash that killed her younger sister is released on parole. She served 26 months in prison. Wow. Do you remember this story? This was in Los Baños. She was 18 at the time of the crash 2 years ago. The car driven by her veered onto the shoulder of the road in Los Baños. If you don't know where that is, they're saying here it's 100 miles south of San Francisco.
Mm. It's just, it's one of the towns you pass on the 5.
Right. Mm-hmm. I passed it on my way up here just Saturday.
You were just there.
Authorities say she overcorrected, causing the vehicle to swerve and overturn, and her 14-year-old sister was ejected from the car.
So horrible.
And all of this was playing on Instagram, live stream on Instagram.
Yeah, and it wasn't like she stopped filming at that point.
She didn't.
And she was driving drunk at the time. So it's surprising. I know that she was only 18, but it is still surprising that she only served 26 months of the time she was convicted of. She was sentenced to 6 years and 4 months and did 26 months.
Yeah, that's horrible. It's, I mean... The thing is, there are certain things that you do in life that are punishment in and of themselves. Like, hopefully, in the 26 months that she was in jail, she took a long, hard look at what she was up to. I mean, let's hope, right? She lost her sister, and she's a freaking complete idiot. Let's hope that she's realized that and actually can now try and make something of herself.
Well, you do.
I just don't know.
Depending on the person, that might have ruined her life going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully she does try and do better by it. Others just keep on causing wreckage and
continue to be an idiot
in their wake behind them forever.
I've always been an idiot. I'm just going to keep that going.
So I don't know that person.
Hasn't worked for me so far.
I can only hope that she's going to somehow, because I wouldn't be able to, I'd never sleep again.
Oh my God. It'd be horrible. Exactly. I'd feel like the worst person on earth. And this is, I mean, it's just, to me, it's all awful. And the worst part of it is her continuing to live stream.
Right.
Like that.
It was hard to figure out.
Is wrong on just so many levels.
I still have the images just as you're speaking.
Yeah.
The images are horrific.
Because the it was going around, the video at the time when it happened.
Oh, my God.
A man who interviewed 177 self-made millionaires says... Here's how they did it.
How did they do it?
They all did the same thing.
Uh-oh.
Let's start doing it, you guys. We're going to become self-made millionaires. Oh, yeah. let's listen up.
This guy, let me find this guy. Thomas C. Corley is a certified public accountant and a certified financial planner, and he spent 5 years studying millionaires and gathered the insights in multiple books, including Change Your Habits, Change Your Life. So what he says here is the self-made millionaires in my study all set a goal of saving between 10 and 20% of their income during their pre-millionaire years. The average American, their savings is 8% or below.
Mm.
But
so
millionaires,
you got to squirrel it away.
Right.
No matter how much it hurts, at least 10 up to 20%.
More important, the pre-millionaires were intentional about where they put their savings. Using a strategy... Corley calls the bucket system. They siphon their savings into four general categories: retirement savings, specific expenses, unexpected expenses, and cyclical expenses. So they were very careful with their money. That's how they got rich. And that's one of the things that's interesting is you hear people who go, how do you think I made this money? I'm careful with it.
Right.
Yeah.
I still have it because I didn't spend it on lattes.
I didn't piss it away.
Right. On pizzle sticks.
Well, I'll tell you, I see people. I wouldn't say I'm careful to that extent, but I'm pretty careful.
Yeah.
I'm trying. I definitely have my things where I'm like, I've had people walk in my garage and go, how many surfboards is that? Well, they're not all.
Are you opening a shop?
No, I'm not.
Because you probably could. Got some inventory in
anyway,
here.
Anyway, my point being, I'm not one to say I'm super careful, but I see people who make way less than me who are on trips 3 to 7 times a year, and I keep going, how do you do it? How is it possible?
Well, they don't squirrel away the 10 to 20%. No. They're living in the now, the here and now.
Well, and that's
not
good.
Thinking about
I mean,
the
they're
future.
Having more fun than I am. Mm-hmm. 7 trips a year is a lot.
That is a lot. Who's going on 7 trips
I know
a year?
People who are.
I know a few people, too, and they plan ahead, and they're having the time of their life, a husband and wife. They're always going places, but they work their butt off, and when they get time off, no matter if it's 1 day, 2 days, they're off somewhere.
Let's go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
What I hate is people who, you know, cry poor mouth, and then they're off to Mexico, or they're off to, you know, this place or
that
place.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm like, but you just told me that one thing, you know, you can't do because...
Credit cards.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Digging ditches. Right. Trouble.
It is trouble.
Down the line, you keep that out in front of you.
You end up just paying so much more for stuff.
Yeah.
Put it on a credit card.
But you got that life experience.
Yeah, you did.
Sure, I guess. There are people who just, they don't care about things. They care about experiences.
Yeah.
Is reading a lost art?
I certainly hope not.
Writing is.
Yeah, handwriting is, that's for sure.
Right.
Forget that. Mm-hmm.
The answer is kinda.
Oh.
According to a new study, 27% of Americans haven't read a book or even part of a book in the past year.
I think, you know what, I just think that's sad because I find so much of the richest of my life is in books.
Mm.
I can't not be reading a book. I almost cry when I finish a book. Like, oh no, I'll probably never find a book that good again. And I'm like, oh, look at this book. This is a good book.
I agree 100%.
I get like withdrawal.
You
from
and
books.
I have that in common.
Yeah.
What, don't they call it the book hangover?
Yes, do they? Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
Especially, like, I read a lot of series because I love sci-fi, and I've always, they have some great series out. And some of them are like 15, 16 books. So they take me, you know, I'm in that world for 3 months, you know? Just every day, just pouring through. And then all of a sudden they're over, and I'm like, oh no. Oh no. Now what are you going to do? I just want to go back in that world. I guess I'll have some ice cream. I don't know. And then I immediately get online and go, great series, sci-fi, great mysteries. What's the next Stephen King book? Clickety, clackety, click.
I'm totally pushing that. Not pushing, but my kids have grown up with books.
Right.
It's the absolute most important thing that they're into reading. And it'll help them. Reading
so
comprehension
joy.
Will help you get everywhere.
Right.
You know?
Definitely.
But it's pretty great when my kid, who can barely walk, walks up and puts her butt and backs into my lap like, and here's the book.
Yeah. Let's do this
you
thing.
You got it, kid.
Good night, Moon.
I will read to you.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime.
Yep.
Sit still, though, would you?
You wiggle worm.
Well, I mean, they try to flip the pages before you're ready. I'm still reading that page. You got to wait a second.
I'm done looking at that picture. I'm not even listening to you.
I want to see how this thing ends. Make me skip pages.
Right.
I'm working over here. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to get texts from you, but don't text and drive. And tell us anything. We love it.
Yeah.
You like keep, Sarah's hair?
Yeah.
Write that
I'm
in.
Sure. Keep it constructive.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't be mean just to be mean.
I'm Gen Z, 15 years old, and I have no idea who Patrick Swayze is. So that tells you something about the target audience.
That's true. That's a good point. Even Tom, it's like all about Tom Cruise and Patrick Swayze. There's a new song from Zach Brown, not the Zach Brown band, just Zach Brown. He's trying to cross over into, I don't know, parts unknown, like places that you've never heard of. I don't even know. I mean, is it pop? Is it sort of hip-hop-y?
Now, 650 says this. The Zach band solo has to be a joke for publicity. He's spoken negatively about multiple country artists for multiple years about trying to cross over to pop music.
Oh.
So this may be his idea of a tongue-in-cheek, you know, release or a joke.
A whole album.
It's a lot of work, though, for a a hearty har har.
People do like to, you know, jam and write funny songs. Maybe he just thought this was hilarious and decided to put it out. But it is a piece of poo. And it's getting dumped on by all the critics.
I don't think it'll hurt his bottom line. Well, he still does huge tours. What is that song called? The one huge hit he's got. Toes?
Twiddly
Toes.
It's called Toes.
Toes?
Just T-O-E-S.
Oh, Toes. That's a... It's a hit. Yeah. You heard it?
No, I don't know.
You've heard it. Probably. Come on. Yeah. You've heard this.
I might have. I don't recognize it. Oh, yeah. That sounds familiar. I don't know. It's
of course
a country
you've heard
song.
This.
Isn't this the theme of every country song? No,
sure.
I got a beer in my hand.
Well?
No.
No?
I don't think I know that one.
It's very pleasant.
It's a huge hit.
But it is pleasant. This is painting a very pleasant picture.
Right.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Adios, bye, camino.
Oh, yeah. I have heard this.
You've heard this.
Yeah, that's a good one.
There you go.
They opened up for the Eagles and so good. They were fantastic.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
They were great. And they did a bunch of covers of different stuff.
Oh.
I was just mesmerized by them.
Fantastic.
Good. Here's the one line there right here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like my kind of vacation.
Good times.
I'm ready.
Yeah, it doesn't, you know, while it sounds like country, the theme is not as country as
you're right.
You'd expect.
It's very Margaritaville.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.